Chapter 10 The Cloud Men. Night came, and James and his friends sat close together on top of the peach.
"Let's go inside and keep warm until tomorrow morning," Miss Spider said.
"No,"
the old green grasshopper said.
"I think that we should stay here all night. Then, if anything happens, we will be ready for it."
The sky became darker and darker, and the peach, with its strings and birds, was beautiful in the moonlight. Travelling in a peach is not like travelling in an aeroplane. People in aeroplanes never see anything in the clouds, because the noise of the aeroplane frightens everything away. But the peach was soft and quiet, and James and his friends saw many strange things that night. Once, when the peach floated past a huge white cloud, they saw some tall things on top of it. The peach floated closer, and now James and his friends saw that these things were white creatures, twice as tall as people, with thin white hairs all over their strange bodies.
"I don't like this," the ladybird said.
"I think that they are cloud men," said James.
"Cloud men?" they said.
"Oh no!
Are they going to eat us?" the earthworm asked.
"They will eat you,"
the centipede answered, smiling.
"But what are they doing?"
the old green grasshopper asked.
"I don't know," James answered softly. "Let's watch and see."
The cloud men were taking small pieces of cloud and then rolling them into small white balls. They did this again and again. Soon there were lots of small white balls.
"What's happening?"
the centipede said loudly.
"Be quiet," said the earthworm. "If they see us, they will eat us."
Suddenly, one of the cloud men shouted,
"That's enough! Come on, boys, get your shovels!"
All the other cloud men cheered happily.
Hooray!
Then they began throwing the small white balls over the side of the cloud with their shovels.
"Down they go, hail and snow!"
they sang.
"They're hailstones," James said excitedly. "The cloud men were making hailstones, and now they are throwing them down onto the world."
"I don't believe it," shouted the centipede.
"Be quiet,"
the others said. The centipede laughed loudly.
"They can't hear anything,"
he cried.
"You watch this."
Before anyone could stop him, the centipede began shouting at the cloud men.
"Hello there, silly cloud men!"
All at the same time, the cloud men jumped around. When they saw the giant peach only 50 meters away, they shouted with surprise.
"They are going to eat us,"
said the earthworm to the centipede.
"Because of you!"
"I'm not frightened of them,"
the centipede shouted, and he danced around the peach. But this made the cloud men very angry, and now they started to throw hailstones at the peach. This was horrible for James and his friends. Hailstones are very hard, and a big one can hurt you as much as a rock.
"Lie down!"
shouted James. The hailstones came flying through the air, and they hit the sides of the peach again and again. One of them hit the centipede on the nose.
"Oh, that hurts!" he cried.
"Quickly!" shouted James. "Let's go down the tunnel. We will die out here."
Half a minute later, everybody was safe inside the peach. The hailstones were still raining down outside.
"This is terrible," said the centipede.
"I think that a hailstone broke my wing," said the ladybird.
They were quiet and afraid. They listened to the hailstones until they stopped. Slowly, they climbed back up the tunnel. James went first, and he put his head out and looked around. There were still lots of huge cloud mountains, but there were no cloud men now.
"I can't see them anywhere," he cried. "We're safe, and it's almost morning."